It's time for
formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
All right, Ricky is in Florida for an autograph signing for the game tonight. You'll be watching the game at the Hard Rock Hotel, Wiggy, tonight?
That I will be doing. I will be watching the game, signing autographs, and I'll have the Super Bowl ring. So I know we were talking about it earlier. I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but...
You have it with you?
That's how I sign my autographs. Jay Wiggs, 85, Super Bowl 36 champs.
Are you wearing your ring right now? I would like
No, not wearing it now. It's in the safe.
Don't say that. You're in Florida. I like it. Don't tell people it's back in the safe.
Well, I mean, it's locked up.
I mean, locked up or not, there's people that have keys to everything.
Yeah, but you don't know what room I'm in.
Have you ever heard Florida not like the rest of us?
I mean, man, I got video surveillance. I'm like Diddy. I got cameras in every room.
All right. Where do you want to start news-wise?
We're going to start in Somerville as police are investigating 4 airsoft rifle shootings in the last 2 days. One of the victims of this was someone holding a baby. Police say that they've identified 2 juveniles who say that they were involved, but they're still investigating the entire thing.
They're just going around shooting airsoft rifles?
Yes.
At people?
Yeah. And of course... Airsoft rifles, regular rifles, they look pretty similar, the actual gun. We can hear from one area resident, Bree Walt, on BZ.
In this area, like, that's surprising for me. Like, I mean, I feel like BB guns and, or maybe not BB, but, like, airsoft or whatever, I don't think that that's part of, like, kids being kids. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a deeper systemic problem.
Agreed.
That's you know where that doesn't happen? Down here in Florida. Shoot an airsoft gun out your window, you might be getting hit back with a wide variety of different arsenals of bullets riddling your car.
Yes, a bazooka.
Everybody has a gun, so.
Probably a bazooka or maybe even, what were the things that they were selling that shoot fire?
A flamethrower?
I think probably... Somebody probably with you this morning there at the radio station has a flamethrower, Wiggy, I bet.
I wouldn't doubt it. That's why we love Florida.
Anything goes state.
My favorite thing ever in a video game was the flame thing, the weapon in GTA.
Oh, yes.
What was that called?
The flamethrower.
Was it just the flamethrower? Yes. Oh, yeah. Man. Yes. That thing was electric.
All right, what's next?
Well, Michelle Wu went on a school bus yesterday because since the start of the school year in Boston, they've been running late. So she wanted to take matters into her own hands and figure out what's going on.
Question for the room. Did she put some flashers on it so it could run red lights like her car?
Was this a gasoline-powered bus or an electric one?
I believe full-blown gasoline guzzler.
Oh,
she did arrive 20 minutes late on this school bus, 6 minutes after classes began. So this is an ongoing problem. Uh-huh. Here's what Wu had to say on BZ.
We got lots of notes about, okay, I'm going to move this sign to the end of the curb so that cars can't park here and block the buses. And so there are little tweaks that we'll keep making.
Oh, maybe it's the roads you've changed entirely that are causing the buses to be late. Just
great
the fog.
Great point, Curtis. Like, every other lane is a bike lane or a bus. I mean, can't they use the bus lanes or are those
you would
only
think?
For the MBTA?
You would think.
Oh, that's a good point. Right. Courtney, you're
this
right.
This morning, driving into work, I was behind a out-of-service MBTA bus going 6 miles an hour on Western Ave.
Terrible.
All right.
Former New England Patriot Patrick Pass, who Wiggy was just with at the Matt Light event, was arrested in Rhode Island yesterday for allegedly shoving an 82-year-old man at the gym. So the scuffle happened back on August 28th as a result from an argument over exercise equipment inside a Planet Fitness in North Providence. It was a verbal argument, and that's when they say Pass shoved the 82-year-old, causing him to fall onto his back. Pass has been ordered not to have any contact with the victim and is next due in court on January 8th.
Damn.
Was the guy, like, hogging the treadmill?
Yeah, or, what was
like,
he
what
doing?
Was his...
Was he bat winging in the locker room?
I know. They say over exercise equipment. So it must have happened on the floor of the gym.
So, was the 82-year-old hogging the 5-pound barbells? Or like, right. What? Good on the guy. I mean, good on the guy at 82 still going to the gym.
Right.
And getting his swole on.
But like, something must have been said that was.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat's still like a pretty big dude. I mean, what machine is he using that an 82-year-old would be using?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, maybe, like I said, maybe the guy bat winged him when he was doing
what
like,
does that
you
mean?
Know, dumbbell flies.
You know what a bat wing looks like? Wiggy is, you know, Wiggy is the king of low hanging fruit. Think okay. about what a bat wing looks like and then.
Okay. I'll Urban Dictionary that after.
Yeah.
The feds have decided to lower interest rates for the first time since 2020.
Mm.
They're cutting back on its benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point to keep the economy from stalling.
I thought the economy was great.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Oh, I've been told repeatedly recently that the economy is in great shape.
Yeah, well, it seems like...
okay.
That may have been a swing and a miss as well.
This is happening... right in advance of the election.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
We can hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on CBS News.
Our patient approach over the past year has paid dividends. I would just say that, you know, the U.S. economy is in a good place, and our decision today is designed to keep it there.
There excellent. You go, Courtney, in this economy.
In this economy.
There has never been a bigger chasm between the elected officials discussing the economy and the people actually living and working in it.
You know, they say that you can't trust your sources in this economy.
In this economy?
Yes.
I should have known. I should have known. And I have reached out to the source.
Oh, you have?
Okay.
Yeah.
The two sources.
But the first one.
The
main one.
Oh, the main source?
And just, you know, I hate to do this, but to explain how this whole thing works, to say that Courtney in some way did that for ratings, it doesn't work that way. She just said something, and then we talked about it, but you don't get, like, it doesn't, nobody knows what Courtney was going to say. She said it on the show, and then we did other things. Like,
also,
that's not at all how this works.
If you've been listening for the last 3 years, you know, as an anxiety girly, like, the last thing I need is Don Sweeney going up there and saying that it's inaccurate. Like, trust me when I say.
And I hate to do this to X-Bear. 617-779-7937 if you want to call in. Curtis ran with it without vetting it. X-Bear, you were tweeting me and writing a link about a guy that is Eric Shun Jr. who reported that Jaron Duran didn't, in fact, use a homophobic slur. It was AI-generated. That's the source you used, and you're mocking us.
Eric Shun.
Like, did he really, he or she, X-Bear, did they say vetting it?
Yeah.
Like, what is this, Woodward and Bernstein? Yeah. Like,
why don't you vet your name? Who are you? That would be helpful.
It's 100% inaccurate.
Have they listened to the show? Wiggy was just talking about bat winging it.
And X-Bear, it didn't come from a story there because we got a text at 6:29 last night. That tweet was much later. But you can keep lying to yourself. It works out. But you used the guy that was Eric Shun as your source. And you're mocking us.
Yeah, and I love X-Bear, but it wasn't Curtis's fault. Curtis asked if he could tweet it. I said yes, and it's all on me.
Listen, somebody that you trust told you something.
Yeah.
And then you shared it on the radio.
Yeah, but I shouldn't do that moving forward. I don't know.
Oh, that Courtney, I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you, does this change your sourcing moving forward if you do get a little bit of nugget from somebody?
Good question.
I don't know, because I still stand behind my Sam Kennedy Celtics. Like, that source I am so okay with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. It'll definitely make me look at people even if I know their connection to others.
That was the first Cocoa Bomb.
Yes.
If I remember correctly. Yes. Sean and I are not on the same page today.
No.
At all.
Keep the one with the fart sound.
No,
Sean.
No, that one's not a fart sound, though.
Yeah,
I'm
that was the right
because
one.
Because that one still plays.
Oh, that one still plays. Sorry.
Yeah, that was the Sam Kennedy. That was the Celtics one, right? I'm so confused. I'm lost.
Like, I just like fart sounds.
Oh, I mean, if you just want me to play fart sounds, I can play fart sounds. That's easy.
No, I like them with the actual bomb dropping part of it, though. I like that one. Another cocoa bomb on WEEI. Your source said it to you. This is an entertainment program. Relax.
Yeah. No, they don't have to relax. Okay. Keep it coming.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yes, I would love to.
We will get to the rest of today's news. In the meantime, Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
When it comes to the cocoa bomb, we did hear from Don Sweeney yesterday around noon, and he addressed the recent reports surrounding Jeremy Swayman's pending contract. Here's what he had to say.
I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward.
I need to know the numbers. I cannot make a determination about this until I know what the numbers are. Like, what is Jeremy Swayman asking? What are they offering? I mean, he's a restricted, he will be a, what, Curtis, he has to play, if he's going to play this season, it has to be for the Bruins.
Yes.
And then he can go out and get himself his $8.5 million, whatever it is that he wants somewhere else.
Yes, next year. So, Greg, you know what, this goes back to Keefe Scoops and the Keefe Bomb, where he said $10 million. And I believe there was a little bit in the Spit and Chicklets bomb where the Bruins were at $6 million. Because don't you think if it was $8.5 million they were offering him, he would already be done?
Yeah. You think that that $6.5 million that they were talking about on Spit and Chicklets is accurate?
Yeah, I bet it's closer to the six, whatever it was, 6.5, 6.2. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't get pissed at the numbers being shared.
Right.
He got pissed that they said he was not calling the agent back.
Right.
Whatever.
When it comes to that, but he did bring up the 8 years, $8.5 million that was on social media yesterday. So it is weird that he left out the Spit and Chicklets 6.2. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night 2-1. Tanner Houck went 4 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 4. Story talked about playing hard, even though the playoffs are becoming less and less likely, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, like you said, it looks bleak, but it's the big leagues, man. You show up every day to compete and to win. It's an honor to put this Red Sox jersey on every day, and we owe it to the fans. We owe it to everybody to come out here and try to win. So that's definitely our mindset, and who knows, you might rip off 10 in a row. We'll see.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. One more with the Rays tonight, 6:50, first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We have the Pats in Thursday night football tonight. The boys are taking on the Jets in enemy territory. Kickoff is at 8:15. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 64 degrees, cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 73.
Rain finally today, Curtis?
A couple showers. The real soaking is going to come tomorrow morning, but not still in a drought here.
And did I see that it was going to rain through at least Saturday? So we're done with the summer weather? Like that's it? Fall gets here and it's rain.
Yeah, it's going to be the high Sunday is going to just be 64. We're in the 60s, cloudy most of next week.
All right. Kickoff 8:15 tonight, and you can talk about the New England Patriots and the Jets all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. All right, Sean, take it easy on her, will you? Enough. Pat's Jets tonight. I am concerned, Curtis, that we'll get back to the news in a minute, but are we going to see Jacoby Brissett trying to force the ball to the wide receivers? Is that what we're going to see this evening?
Maybe. I hope that Pop Douglas is more involved in the game plan. He was one of the few bright spots on the team all last season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like tonight could either be a resounding rebound or a feeling like the season's slipping away in week two.
It's a good Jets, three. Really good Jets defense, though.
More so the secondary than anything, which is why I don't think you'll see them open up the pass game tonight. Like, tonight doesn't feel like the night to do that, especially with, you know, you've seen the 49ers run all over this Jets defense. You can do the same thing.
Well, when do they open up the pass game? Because guess what? Next week you go to San Francisco, and we know what they could do to the quarterback when it comes to rushing the passer.
Yeah, I actually like it. Success. You can throw the football on that.
Right. I actually like it because I want him to throw more. So what it does, it just shows us that it will show us as fans, all right, Drake May by the Miami game, that's who should be starting. So I hope they throw the ball, and I hope they get – you know, Pop Douglas and the rest of the wide receiver core involved, because then it'll just show like, all right, maybe it is time that we need to get Drake May, because he'll be able to bring more to the table when it just comes his ability to throw the football rather than watching a guy that's going to average, you know, 125 yards in the passing game.
Yeah, but the problem is they go and win this game tonight. I don't think you're going to get Drake May, Wiggy. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Greg. I agree with you. And, you know, so, I mean, obviously I'm a Pats fan, but, you know, there's a little piece of me inside that's saying, please lose. Please, Lou, so we can see Drake May.
I think you might see him tonight. I really do. I said that yesterday. I think
only because of an injury or because of poor performance. Like Jacoby Brissett just doesn't have it tonight, and then it's second half Drake May.
Let's say the Patriots get the ball to start the second half, down 10. Jacoby Brissett gets hit hard a couple times, throws another three and out. They're done. I could see Drake May coming in later that quarter.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the problem with that is, though, you can't go back after that.
Well, like, they did it last year like seven times.
I know, but that didn't work. I mean, it was you can't go back once you weren't dealing with a number three pick, Curtis, in Mac Jones. Like, you can't give Drake May the opportunity and then go back to Jacoby Brissett next week.
But you could say go back to Jacoby.
If you wanted to, you could. You could say short week. He was already dinged up Sunday against the Seahawks. He got his bell rung against the Jets. Let's give him an extra period of time off before Sunday the next weekend against the 49ers.
And all we've been told is that the reason that Jacoby Brissett is the guy is that he's a vet and he understands. Like, if you go away from him, I don't think he's going to have the rookie mindset of, oh, God, my job. Like, he's known he's been a backup for so long. I think Jacoby Brissett wouldn't rattle him to go back and forth.
Well, see, I look at it like this. Why would you go back? Because, it's hard because you want to ask Mayo, but you know he's not really going to give you the answer. I would ask him this. What does Jacoby Brissett, what is he doing that Drake May can't do? Because if you're not asking him to throw the ball a lot, and when he does throw the ball, it screens and say, hey, focus on the checkdowns, and you're handing it off, Drake May could do that. Yeah. I mean, like, see, that's the thing that I would love to get answers from them. It's not like you're asking Jacoby Brissett to go out there and change plays at the line of scrimmage, you know, throw the ball 30, 35 times a game. What is he doing that Drake May can't do?
And, Wiggy, you're so right, too, because the one thing you would expect Brissett to know how to do would be to get rid of the ball on 3rd and 5, knowing a sack is the one thing that you don't want as you're about to kick a field goal to go up 6 points. So, what do you think, Wiggy? If you ask the offensive players off the record, who do you want to start, Drake or Jacoby? What do you think the reaction would be?
I would say they would say Drake.
Yeah.
Because when Shime did his All-22, and we're talking about the All-22, not the Greg's dating website, when he did that, it really showed like how Jacoby Brissett had time, but he wouldn't pull the trigger when it came to throwing the ball to a receiver that had a window that was 17, 18 yards down the field. And that's, I think, is the difference when you think about Drake May. If you put Drake May in there and you say, okay, hey, listen, we're running a two-man route. This is your first read. You come off play action. If that window's open a little bit, let it rip. With Jacoby Brissett, same thing. He comes off play action. There's a window there. What's he do? I don't think he has the confidence he can make that throw. And I think he's thinking to himself, oh, I can't throw an interception. And then he doesn't even hit the check down, and he gets sacked.
All right, well, 8:15 kickoff this evening. Thursday night football. And Curtis just suggested that he believes you will see Drake May at some point this evening. That, if you're keeping track, is a Curtis bomb. Okay, back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
Well, if not for sheer luck, Greg, the victim of this next story could have been you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
A woman in Dartmouth was attacked by a coyote over the weekend when she went out to her mailbox on Saturday. She says that the coyote snuck up on her, bit her in the arm.
Oh.
We can hear from the victim, Kathy Normore, on WHDH.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see something. It was the size of a German Shepherd. It wasn't small, and it just latched on to my left arm. We need to do something. I mean, I don't want to kill anything. I mean, I don't even want to kill an ant, but I just got bit, and these shots are not fun.
Yeah, I stared down a coyote. Was that last summer?
It was last fall,
I think. And I won. Stared down. Thing took off, but
he didn't want to mess with you.
Terrifying.
No,
Greg, I thought they were putting that thing in. Where was it? Was it the hunt where they're putting the like people can go out there and shoot them?
Yes, I thought
we were doing that.
There was a thing. Yes, Wiggy, you are correct. There were some people that were shooting. They were trying to shoot coyotes.
Why can't that be part of why can't that be?
Well, that
Governor,
can't happen in the Seaport.
No. But Governor Haley could put in
everywhere.
You know how Mayor Wu was going to have the people on bikes pulling people over?
Yes.
Maybe you get a group of avid hunters and you say, hey, listen, here's your job for the for the state. You go out and you have the right to hunt and shoot coyotes.
Just to be clear, in neighborhoods, you want people just randomly shooting coyotes whenever somebody
sees one. A lot of dogs will unfortunately be gone.
No, I'm talking about professionals, Greg.
Okay.
I'm talking about professional hunters that know the difference between a coyote and a German Shepherd.
All right. Well, maybe they'll work on that.
Yeah. And we live to see another day when it comes to our times on Nantucket, because a town meeting yesterday failed to pass a restriction on short-term rentals once again.
You know what this is,
yep.
Right? They're trying to, the people who are rich, the really rich people on Nantucket, are trying to stop other people from renting their homes.
Yes.
To people for a week or 2 weeks or a weekend
right.
or whatever. They don't want... They only want the rich people there.
Yeah.
The people who
Damn.
Can afford their home without renting it is
right.
what they're trying to get past. They've been trying to do this for 3 years.
Or the monthly renters.
That's right.
A month on Nantucket doesn't come cheap. And the hotel rooms on Nantucket are not cheap either.
Well,
it's
like a not in my backyard to me thing. They have their home. So they don't want anybody else going to the island.
Right. Yeah.
Well, how can they prevent, I know that there's websites where Airbnb, but if you wanted to rent your house to a buddy, how could they stop that?
You could still try to do it to a friend or whatever. You just wouldn't be able to list it with a real estate agent and on Airbnb or Vacasa or whatever.
Imagine having the fortunate life to own a beautiful home on the gorgeous island of Nantucket and then spending that time trying to preclude others from seeing it.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You would not believe what goes on over there, Curtis. We have some audio from town meeting.
You do.
And this poor woman stood up the other night and told a horrible story about what happened due to some ruffians who were on the island and were probably renters.
Sometime in August, my husband came up in the morning and he said, Liz, there's a strange man on the sofa on the first floor. Do you know him? And I said, no, escort him out. It turned out he was a feckless young sod who was so drunk. He had walked into he had buddies who had wanted to abandon him, and they had brought him to my backyard. He'd gone through the hedges, into the door, and settled down on the sofa to sleep.
This is a you problem. Lock your doors.
Right. Oh, and what the hell is a feckless young slot?
No, sod.
Oh, sod. What the hell is that? Stop
he
it.
He has no drive, no motivation, Wiggies.
Okay.
It's rich for worthless piece of ass.
All right. That's why I say shout out to all my people on the Vineyards, especially in OB, baby.
God. And you know what that woman does? I guarantee you, in that backyard or front yard is a "hate doesn't have a home here" sign.
Yes. Or you know what's, Curtis, you know the sign on that and that home is "Black Lives Matter."
Oh, totally. Just not on my couch.
Yes. That in that in the rainbow flag.
Right.
Let me tell you what happened. Harry and I, we sleep in separate bedrooms. Or interrupted in the middle of the night by a drunk person, most likely not from the island.
Right.
Out of here.
It's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
Right. Is there
who
anyone
let this vagabonds on our property? You know, you're not allowed here, young
Sorry.
Fella.
Sorry, lady. It's America. People are allowed to come to your island.
Right. And who knows if that guy isn't, his parents have a house on the island. Like, how
likely,
is that
yeah.
just
yeah.
crazy?
Honestly, it was probably Jay Harmon from Cisco. All right. What's next?
I mean, the next story is about someone taking matters into their own hands. An 8-year-old in Ohio wanted to go to Target. So what did she do? She took her mom's car to drive herself. On Sunday morning, police received a call about a missing child and then soon after received a call from someone else about a small child driving a vehicle. She drove the car 10 miles. If you're watching on Twitch, this is dash cam footage of a car behind this 8-year-old.
She drives better than Curtis.
Yeah, swerving a little bit, but not bad.
Greg doesn't drive anywhere.
She drove 10 miles, about 20 to 25 minutes. She only hit one mailbox.
Oh.
She was able to properly park the vehicle and go inside Target. They found her drinking a Frappuccino and shopping.
Wow.
That is awesome.
What is this feckless sod doing driving a Toyota on my island?
Wow. Talk about an old soul driving and drinking Frappuccinos at 8 years old.
Yeah.
I do feel like James would take the car to Target. Kids love that place.
Yeah.
Just walk around there all day.
That's pretty impressive, though.
It's
to be
pretty
able to...
impressive. Only yeah. hitting one mail. I mean, we're lucky that nobody was injured, obviously, and that everybody's yeah. okay. But parking the car and...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Quickly, Melania Trump took to social media yesterday to defend her past as a nude model.
Oh.
Melania has a memoir coming out on October 1st.
Okay.
Self-titled, Melania.
Yeah.
Here's what she had to say.
Why do I stand proudly behind my nude modeling work? The more pressing question is, why has the media chosen to scrutinize my celebration of the human forum in a fashion photo shoot? Are we no longer able to appreciate the beauty of the human body? Throughout history, master artists have revered the human shape, evoking profound emotions and admiration. We should honor our bodies and embrace the timeless tradition of using art as a powerful means of self-expression.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I agree. More nudity.
Yep.
Are people criticizing her?
Yeah,
is that
I
why
think,
she felt the need to do that? Or
I mean, she gets criticized all the time.
Is that her or is that an actress?
No, that's definitely her.
Is that her? Okay.
That's her.
That was her.
But if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah,
Melania is a beautiful woman, and, you know, I agree with her.
Okay.
I mean, Courtney, you've done that before, so, I mean, you're right up in that.
I've not done that,
but. Yeah. That was an accident, Wiggy.
No, but she said yesterday when she was getting a massage, she put a full-on boob picture
up. That was
also
an accident yesterday.
No, that was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
Yeah.
I missed it. I didn't even see it.
It's just it's like a little bit of a top side boob. No nipple.
Okay. Under any under?
No, I was laying boob. On the table. I just finished the massage. Okay. Great
Tell
time.
Tell Mitch to put it up on the Twitch.
And yeah.
You want sure. the ratings to go up?
Yeah, sure, Mitch, go ahead. Yeah, I went to the Tox Boston lymphatic drainage massage. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Whew. Man.
Not a big massage guy.
Oh,
really?
I love a good massage.
I like people touching me.
Wiggy, do you like a hard one?
I haven't asked.
Yeah, I'm deep tissue.
You
the
will
deeper,
like this,
the
then.
Better. Yes.
Lymphatic. It drains it drains your lymphatic system, obviously. But any water retention.
Oh, yeah.
But it's deep.
The deeper, the better. I tell the masseuse, if I'm not moaning and groaning, you ain't deep enough.
God in heaven. Save that.
No, like, not in that type of way, Curtis. Yeah. You know, like when somebody's rubbing you and it's just like, it's so deep that you like, ow. That's what I want.
Yep.
Break that muscle down.
Anybody remember in Austin Powers when he asked for the massage to be lowered? He goes, how does it feel?
All right. Great job on the news this morning.
Hey,
Courtney,
thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It is Pat's Jets this evening, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Well, that yesterday was a Sweeney bomb in response to the Courtney bomb on the program yesterday. But the result remains the same, and that is that Jeremy Swayman will not be walking through that door at the Warrior Ice Arena, at least today. And Don Sweeney said yesterday, hopes to have a deal done by December 1st.
Yes.
I'm hoping that it's quicker and that they can somehow find a way to meet in the middle or see eye to eye at some point. On the Subaru of New England text line during the break, I was talking about our Newport Road Show. We are headed to scenic Newport, Rhode Island on Friday, October 4th. For a Flex Friday as a part of the Audrain Concourse Motor Week down there. And a texter during the break said, you should invite Jay Leno to be on the program. I have mentioned this, but Jay Leno will be joining us on the show when we are in Newport. Which
that's going to be cool.
I'm kind of excited about.
That's kind of really a guest bomb.
Yes, that is a bit of a guest bomb, Curtis. You are correct about that.
Let's see if it's right. Yes.
Hope to see all of you in Newport, and we'll be down there the night before, so we should probably try to put together some sort of pregame the night before like we always do with road shows. This is Buck from Rhode Island. Hey, Buck.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, so about the Swayman thing, everyone keeps talking about Brad Marchand's contract and how he's it's a team-friendly contract. Isn't that the whole point of a team-friendly contract is so that the owners can go and spend more on somebody else? They're making money hand over fist. Billionaires act like they're rubbing pennies together, like they can't figure it out. Just get the deal done.
I guess that's a good point, which is that maybe Brad Marchand is in on wanting, if he's willing to take a team-friendly deal, he's in on them going out and paying other guys that money, somebody who's younger than he is, who is in the form of Jeremy Swayman.
Well,
so.
I would tend to agree in other sports, but in hockey where it's a hard cap, like it's a little bit different. You can't just go spend money at will at free random. That's kind of not how it works. It's the point of a hard cap. And at the time when Marchand took that contract, what was that, like 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
Like that wasn't necessarily a super team-friendly deal. They slotted him in just under Patrice Bergeron because they were like, well, you can't make more than Bergeron.
Right. But they've been doing that forever.
Exactly.
They've been doing the you can't make more than game forever when it comes to the Jacobs family.
And who are they saying that about now? Charlie McAvoy? Because that's $9.5 million. Like, if you're saying you can't make more than Brad Marchand, I would be pointing to McAvoy and the Lindholms and David Pastrnak. Like, well, they're all making more than Marchand.
Yeah.
Greg, and you had mentioned it, I know they've done that, but like, I don't get, like, if you have a talented player, and it's really, like, in all sports, it's about what the market dictates, right? So when we sit there and we look at Dak Prescott's contract, for example, and he's getting $60 million per season, when Patrick Mahomes comes up, he then looks at that, or the next quarterback looks at that and says, okay, that's what the market dictates. So if you're Swayman and you see guys that are like kind of like similar to where you are and they're making $8.5 million, that's what the market dictates.
I mean, listen, Jeremy Swayman is not at the point that in his sport that Patrick Mahomes is in his. Wait.
No. I'm just saying what the market dictates. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't even know if is the market going to dictate whatever the pick a number, $8.5 million. Is the market going to dictate $8.5 million for Jeremy Swayman? I mean, we'll see.
But we're not GMs in the league. Like, Don Sweeney knows the market. Like, that's why it's so confusing to me why you would say goodbye to a guy like Linus Olmark.
Well, you heard
before,
but you heard Jim Montgomery say it. They believe it's a little bit like Curtis would say about Bill and Robert Kraft and Tom Brady. They you know, they believe that goalie Bob is able to take any goaltender and turn him into, you know, Tuukka Rask.
So I would also just add that while Montgomery is right, and I think the best analogy is actually, I think Shai mentioned earlier, Belichick in the secondary. Like, he could bring in cornerbacks like Asante Samuel, like Malcolm Butler, that were not guys that you needed to draft in the first round because he was great at building and coaching it. Bob Montgomery is Jim Montgomery, former baseball player. Monty is telling the media what he should be saying privately to his front office, because why are you trying to agitate the goalie more? Like, why are you know what I mean? If you're trying to get Swayman back to the table and understand what's the real reality of the market, why is your head coach saying that what he's doing is totally replaceable?
Unless that's what they actually believe,
but
right?
That's fine to believe things. We all believe certain things. You don't say them publicly when you're in the middle of a contract negotiation.
But that's, they're trying to leverage him back down. Like, they're trying to publicly let it know, like, let it be known. They're like, eh, if we have to move on from this guy, we will.
Well, then
otherwise, come at our number. Otherwise, we're not signing you.
But then Don Sweeney can't have it both ways and get pissy about people negotiating in public using the media and then having his coach do that.
Sure. I don't disagree.
And the guy I was thinking about, and this is why I said that, I don't have my notebook in front of me where I have it all lined up.
You should have brought it. Did you not bring it to Florida?
No, I didn't bring it to Florida. I should have. You're right about it.
What do you pack?
I
just clothes? Or are you a buy-it-when-you-get-there guy?
No. I'm not a buy-it-when-I-get-there guy. I mean, if I need to buy something when I get there, but I'm not a big packer.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, okay, how many days I'm going to be there.
Right.
Make sure I have the right amount of draws.
Yeah, how many? And then, really, it's just the underwear and the phone charger. Like, I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, I know, like, I got a night outfit, right. A little day outfit. So I'm not, like, a huge packer. But right. The guy was
I think I saw a report that you also brought to Florida thousands of bottles of lube.
That is all. You always got to have good
awesome
lube, man.
Today.
Baby oil, I'm telling you, baby oil does so many great things for you. It makes your arms look bigger. It makes
you were talking about the booty yesterday.
If you are a female, it adds an unbelievable glow to the backside. So always wear the lube. But Greg, the guy I was thinking about was Connor Hellebuck. Is that how you say his last name, Sean?
Correct.
If you look at him, his numbers are very similar to what Swayman's numbers are, and his contract is $8.5 million per year. So, like, I think that's where Swayman would like to be.
He would like to be there. Who wouldn't? But you have to, like, he hasn't won anything yet.
But neither is that Connor Hellebuck guy. If you pull up the numbers, Curtis, you're the hockey guy, but if you pull up the Swayman numbers.
There's a guy named Hellebuck? That sounds awesome.
No, Hellebuck. Oh. If you pull up their numbers, and I think they've been in the league like the same time and close to the same amount of games they played. If you pull up their two numbers, their numbers
are very similar. Well, we will get to that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow.